Stephen Moore visits with us most Monday mornings about this time. He's the chief economist over there at Heritage and a Wall Street Journal contributor, also a Trump transition team member. And let's start with the swearing in of our latest Supreme Court judge, Judge Gorsuch, today. How will that impact regulations, eminent domain, other sort of economic issues that come to the high court in the next couple of sessions, Stephen?
Well, let me just start by saying, John, good morning, by the way, that this is a... For a lot of conservatives who may not agree with Trump on a lot of issues, you know, having Gorsuch on the court makes it all worth it. I mean, this was, you know, because this election that we had in 2016 wasn't just an election about one branch of government. It was about two branches of government. So, you know, getting Gorsuch through is such a sweet victory for conservatives. This guy is a, you know, obviously one of the great jurists in our country, but he is also, you know, has a conservative perspective. And this could swing, you know, if Trump gets one or two more, which it looks like probably he will, he could shift, you know, the direction of the court for, you know, the next 10, 15, 20 years. So that is a huge development. And for some of my friends who are on the right, say, oh, you know, I don't like Trump on this. I don't like Trump. I can almost agree with them on immigration or trade. I'm like, look, we got Gorsuch on the court. We're going to probably get another conservative on the court. And imagine the person that Hillary would have put on. Now, your question was about how the court affects the economy, and quite a bit. I mean, I'll just give you one example. You know, some of these regulations that have killed the coal industry, those were regulations that were upheld under the more liberal court when Obama was president. A lot of those things now could shift in the other direction. And instead of 5-4 in favor of the regulators, they're going to probably, hopefully, shift 5-4 in favor of the free marketeers. So, you know, issues like eminent domain, issues like regulations on the energy industry, a lot of issues pertaining to things like regulatory powers of the government and what is the proper line on this. I think they'll move more in a free market direction. So if you're an economic conservative, having Gorsuch on the court is a big deal.
Stephen Moore is here, Heritage Foundation, Wall Street Journal contributor, joining us.
Stephen, a lot of folks are talking about Trump and the administration and the inability to staff up the executive branch is hurting the conservative policy agenda. And a lot of folks are wondering if you might get the call one of these days.
Hey, Ray, great to be with you. A couple things on that. First of all, you know, there are something like 4,000 or 5,000 political appointees. And, you know, while I agree that it's been way too slow for a lot of these people to be nominated and then confirmed by the Senate, by the way, the Senate, you know, the Democrats have something to do with this. I mean, they have slowed up the process. They've gummed up the process as much as they can. Now, Trump is to blame a little bit himself because he's just been slow at the switch in terms of getting people into these positions. But, you know, a friend of mine was telling me the other day, because I was asked the same question, he said, you know, maybe all these positions don't need to be filled. I mean, the government is so completely crammed with bureaucrats and officials, and, you know, there are, a couple million federal employees around the country. You know, maybe downsizing the government a little bit, starting with the top, isn't such a bad idea. And so, if we're going to downsize this government, which we have to do, the government is about a third too big, you know, maybe not having all these personnel in place and saving on payroll, not a bad idea.
Well, we should probably let you gloat here as a longtime Cub fan. Today's your home opener. Go ahead.
Today is one of the great days of my life, ladies and gentlemen. The Cubs are going to be raising the World Series banner. I wish I could be there. Is it a nice day there in Chicago today?
Yeah, we got a little rain right now, Stephen. It looks like they should be able to get that game in, though.
Yeah. I just remember when I was a kid, you know, I've told you guys this before, going to opening day in Wrigley Field, and, you know, it would be snowing in center field. You know, we'd be sitting in the bleachers. The coldest I've ever been in my life was sitting in those upper decks in the grandstands, you know, on opening day with a park on and mittens. And, you know, the hot chocolate, which oftentimes wasn't very hot, but it brings back such great memories of my youth. I mean, I remember, you know, Kessler, Banks, Williams, Sano. You know, that's how old I am. So those were the good old days. And, of course, back then they didn't have lights, as you guys know. So they played those games in the middle afternoon. We'd take off. And I'll tell you one quick story about opening day. You know the movie Breakfast Club.
Right. Sure.
That movie was based on New Trier High School, where I went, because we had Breakfast Club. And the way Breakfast Club came about was that half of the males, you know, the kids, the boys, would take off on opening day. We'd get on that L, we'd go to Wrigley Field, and anybody who went to opening day and skipped school, you got something called Breakfast Club, and that's how the movie came about.
That's a John Hughes flick, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. Yep.
Well, all right. Gloating done. Now, may I just point out now? Have you lost a little luster being a Cub fan?
Because come on, you and that dumb.
You're just another. You're just another team now.
The Sox haven't lost yet, have they?
Yes, they have. They have, but we'll see how the Sox do this year. So,
yeah, but you know, that's what the Cubs used to do all the time in the '60s and '70s. They'd start out like 25-4, and then they'd have their late August swoon, which was why last year was so sweet. But it's so great to have a champion, another championship in Chicago. You know, we got the Bears, we got we had six with the Bulls, and now the Cubs and the Blackhawks, of course. Yeah. The Blackhawks. I was there. Was it last year? They had was it 2 years ago or last year? The Blackhawks one.
If we could just get that Chicago Fire team moving.
Now, let me give you before we cut you loose for get back to your busy schedule, just give you something that, because we appreciate your contributions every week, and we are a White Sox station, but of course this guy worked for both teams. Let me just give you a little memory flogger here, for you, Stephen Moore, longtime Cub fan.
Sure as God made green apples, someday the Chicago Cubs are going to be in the World Series. And maybe sooner than we think.
And raising the flag later on today at the friendly confines.
Yeah, well, you know, the Sox already got theirs, so. And by the way, I go both ways now. I go for the Cubs or the White Sox. You cut me, I bleed blue, Cubs blue, and then, sometimes Sox black. So.
Thank you, Stephen. Have a great week, and good luck, right. I guess.
You guys have too. Happy Easter.
Take care. There goes Stephen Moore joining us here on WLS.